The following is a review of the ethical and professional standards principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. It is also covered in Ethics and Trust in the Investment Profession. Our first learning outcome statement, or LOS, is to explain ethics. Ethics can be described as a set of shared beliefs about what is good or acceptable behavior and what is bad or unacceptable behavior. Ethics also refers to the study of good and bad behavior. Ethical conduct has been described as behavior that follows moral principles and is consistent with society's ethical expectations. Ethical conduct has also been described as conduct that improves outcomes for stakeholders who are people directly or indirectly affected by the conduct. Examples of stakeholders in the case of investment professionals include their clients, coworkers, employers, and the investment profession as a whole. Some decisions may bring positive results for you, but negative consequences for a stakeholder, such as a coworker. Ethical conduct is behavior that balances your self-interest with the impact on others. The next LOS is to describe the role of a code of ethics in defining a profession. A code of ethics is a written set of moral principles that can guide behavior by describing what is considered acceptable behavior. Having a code of ethics is a way to communicate the values, principles, and expectations of an organization or other group of people and provides a general guide to what constitutes acceptable behavior. Some codes of ethics include a set of rules or standards that require some minimum level of ethical behavior. A profession refers to a group of people with specialized skills and knowledge who serve others and agree to behave in accordance with a code of ethics. A professional code of ethics is a way for a profession to communicate to the public that its members will use their knowledge and skills to serve their clients in an honest and ethical manner. The next LOS asks us to identify challenges to ethical behavior. One challenge to ethical behavior is that individuals tend to overrate the ethical quality of their behavior on a relative basis and overemphasize the importance of their own personal traits in determining the ethical quality of their behavior. It is claimed that external or situational influences are a more important determinant of the ethical quality of behavior than internal personal traits that influence behavior. One situational influence is social pressure from others. Loyalty to an employer, supervisor, organization, or coworkers can cause individuals to act in unethical ways as they place more importance on their self-interest and short-term results than on longer-term results and the ethical quality of their decisions and behavior. The prospect of acquiring more money or greater prestige can cause individuals to engage in unethical behavior. Firms with strict, rules-based compliance procedures run the risk of fostering a culture that is so focused on adhering to compliance rules that individuals only ask themselves what they can do. The question of what behavior they should engage in, based on ethical principles and longer-term results, is often not addressed in such situations. Next, we are asked to describe the need for high ethical standards in the investment industry. Investment professionals have a special responsibility because they are entrusted with their clients' wealth. The responsibility to use their specialized knowledge and skills to both protect and grow client assets makes high ethical standards all the more important. Investment advice and management are intangible products, making quality and value received more difficult to evaluate than for tangible products such as a laptop computer or a restaurant meal. For this reason, trust in investment professionals takes on an even greater importance than in many other businesses. Failure to act in a highly ethical manner can damage not only client wealth, but also impede the success of investment firms and investment professionals because potential investors will be less likely to use their services. Unethical behavior by financial services professionals can have negative effects for society as a whole. The financial services industry serves as an intermediary between savers and those seeking financing for their business activities. A lack of trust in financial advisors will reduce the funds entrusted to them and increase the cost of raising capital for business investment and growth. When investors cannot rely on the information they receive from financial services professionals, this adds another layer of risk on top of the investment risks that investors face. Even the perception of additional risk will reduce the amounts invested and increase the returns required to attract investor capital. In addition to reducing the amount of investment overall, unethical behavior such as providing incomplete, misleading, or false information to investors can affect the allocation of the capital that is raised. Misallocation of capital to businesses other than those with the most potential for growth and societal benefit reduces the growth of an economy and the well-being of its people. When the allocation of investment capital is constrained or inefficient, the negative consequences extend to all the participants in an economy. Next, we have an LOS asking us to distinguish between ethical and legal standards. Not all unethical actions are illegal, and not all illegal actions are unethical. In some places, it may be illegal to report one's employer's actions against the best interests of clients by sharing what is considered private company information with authorities, but doing so may be considered ethical whistleblowing behavior by some. Acts of civil disobedience that are illegal are also considered by many to be ethical behavior. On the other hand, recommending investment in a relative's firm without disclosure may not be illegal, but would be considered unethical by many. Ethical principles often set a higher standard of behavior than laws and regulations. New laws and regulations often result from recent instances of what is perceived to be unethical behavior. Just as the Securities Act of 1933, the Glass-Steagall Act, and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934 followed the perceived bad behavior by investment professionals and bankers leading to the 1929 market crash, the Sarbanes-Oxley laws followed the accounting scandals at Enron and WorldCom, and the Dodd-Frank Act followed the 2008 financial crisis. New laws and regulations can create opportunities for different unethical behavior. In general, ethical decisions require more judgment and consideration of the impact of behavior on many stakeholders compared to legal decisions. The last LOS for this topic review requires us to describe and apply a framework for ethical decision-making. Ethical decisions will be improved when ethics are integrated into a firm's decision-making process. This will allow decision-makers and teams to consider alternative actions, as well as shorter and longer-term consequences from various perspectives, improving the ethical aspects of their decisions. To do this, it is first necessary that the firm adopt a code of ethics to guide the process. Such integration provides an opportunity to teach, practice, and reinforce ethical decision-making. This is an important part of developing an ethical culture. The support of senior management for integrating ethics into the decision-making process is also very important in developing a culture and processes that will result in ethical decision-making. Using a framework for ethical decision-making helps the individuals identify the important issues involved, examine these issues from multiple perspectives, develop the necessary judgment and decision-making skills required, and avoid unanticipated ethical consequences. The following ethical decision-making framework is presented in the Level 1 CFA curriculum. Identify relevant facts, stakeholders, and duties owed, ethical principles, conflicts of interest. Consider situational influences, additional guidance, alternative actions. Decide and act. Reflect. Was the outcome as anticipated? Why or why not? In the first step, decision makers need to identify the facts they have to work with and the facts they would like to have before making a decision. Stakeholders, or those affected by the decision, must be identified. These stakeholders may include the employer, clients, co-workers, self, family, and others in the industry, and the duties to each stakeholder should be identified. This part of the process will also help in explicitly identifying potential conflicts of interest among the various stakeholders. At this point, the decision makers should be able to identify the ethical principles involved in the decision, although greater clarity about those may also be gained throughout the process. In the second step, the framework suggests situational factors that may influence decision makers should be identified and considered, along with any personal biases that may come into play. At this point, decision makers may seek outside guidance, which can come from a mentor, colleagues, or friends who have shown good judgment in the past. Guidance may also be sought from the firm's legal and compliance departments. This guidance from alternative sources will help to provide a variety of perspectives from which the decision under consideration can be viewed, as well as help in developing alternatives that should be considered. Finally, the alternative actions that have been identified are all considered, taking into account both the short-term and long-term effects of each alternative action and any potential but unanticipated ethical implications. In the final step, decision makers should evaluate the outcomes of the actions that were taken. In particular, they should consider whether the decisions had their intended results and whether appropriate consideration was given to ethical principles, situational influences, and duties to clients and other stakeholders.